All right, everybody. Well, welcome to the Body of Change podcast with me, Dr. Lisa, and I have a very special guest on that I will introduce. However, this is the art of choosing, committing, collaborating, and creating with your body for a greater future for you, for the planet, for your relationships, and for the earth. The target of this podcast is to create a different circuitry, if you will, or a different relationship and communication with your body that could actually be joyful and full of engagement, and really how to act and engage in the moment to create your body. So welcome, my friend, Chris Jackson.
Hey.
Everybody, this is Chris. You can't see him. But we'll get some information to you more toward the end of the podcast about how you can see him literally and know a little bit more about him. But let me tell you a little bit about what I know about him. And that is, this gentleman is my trainer at Equinox. Equinox is a gym here in Dallas, Texas. And there's a couple of them around the world, many of them actually. And they have personal training, obviously, like most gyms do. And with Equinox, they have tiered level trainers. And I can't speak to all of it, but Chris can. But I know that, and many of you know me enough to know that I'm from New York, and being from New York, we like the biggest, the best, and the baddest. Well, I found the biggest, the best, and the baddest without even knowing it. Well, I kind of knew when I saw his picture, and he's the Tier X trainer, and that is the higher level of training. And according to the Equinox and the T-Rex, which he'll tell you about. And I said, I want to change my body. I want to change my body in a way that I never basically had. And I've got some areas of concerns and constraints. And I don't care that I'm 50. There's something different that's available. And I have been committed to working with him probably, well, during COVID we did a whole bunch of things. But at least and I was so grateful because for a while he was the only person that I was able to see, thankfully. And that's actually what kept me sane. And now continue with him for an hour 3 days a week while I also do my kickboxing and some swimming and some other things. So that's a little bit about Chris. Welcome. And we have been talking about this podcast for a while, so I'm glad.
Yes, me too.
Do you want to say anything about Equinox or T-Rex training?
Sure.
Or to let people know what it is?
So just to give you a quick download on the T-Rex and the tiers. Equinox is, of course, we pride ourselves on being the best of the best and giving you an upscale luxury experience. Within the platform or within Equinox, there are different level tiers, and I am a T-Rex coach. And what we like to do is take more of a holistic approach to fitness. Fitness is not just a fad, it's a lifestyle. So it's all about your everyday interactions with others, interactions with yourself, your mental state, your mindset. It's about your relationships with fitness and exercise, as well as with food, as well as with your mindset. So we really like to dive into different areas of people's lives that might actually be the disconnect with the fitness journey. Whereas on the surface, it may not look like it has anything to do with movement or losing weight or gaining muscle or whatever your goals may be. But really unlocking that part of your life helps to actually unlock the fitness or the actual movement part of it as well. So I like to consider myself, I think that we're all athletes. A lot of people don't really know that or they don't really believe it, but we are. Our bodies were designed to move a certain way. And I really pride myself and I love getting people to move the way that they were designed to move, whether that be getting off the couch without knee pain or, you know, running your first marathon or whatever level you may find yourself at. So that's just a little bit about me and kind of where I'm at. And I got to thank Lisa for saying so many nice things about me as well.
Well, it's all true. And I'm not just buttering you up so you make my Thursday and Friday exercise a little easier, because I know you don't.
You know that won't happen.
I know it won't happen. and I know it. And I got to tell you, this guy makes it so fun. And I want to let you know that I actually haven't, you know, going with Equinox, you know, I haven't done personal training in a long time. And many of you know, because it's called the Body of Change podcast, is that I got really sick around 46, about 4 years ago. And I didn't know that I had an undiagnosed bacterial infection that was eating my insides away and putting weight on my body, 80 pounds more weight than I am today. And that is not how Chris met me,
right.
You know, but that is what changed everything for me, is when I got sick. And I was always active, but not, I couldn't for some time, and I didn't know what was going on. And then when I was so weak after getting well, I started kickboxing, and then I started Equinox training because I knew I needed help. And I knew, even as me, Dr. Lisa, who works with people every day and helps them on what they need help with, and I'm always saying, you know, here's my hand, I'm reaching out to you. I know I practiced that myself. So I reached out to Equinox trainers, and here I got to choose who I wanted to work with. And I just had a gut feeling that Chris was the one, and went with it. And it has blown my mind. Now, I want to say why it's blown my mind. It's blown my mind because my body can do things today that it could never do before. And I am strong. Mm-hmm. And I even surprised myself. But why I wanted Chris on the podcast is also to support his art, but also support the art of getting help and working with trainers. And Chris has this way of changing up the exercises every month. And I've been tracking him because, you know, that's what I do. I don't know what the exercises are going to be, because if I did, I would probably not show up. but he's like a body magician, and it's like a body artist, that he knows, and he creates exercises himself and the routines, and he knows what's the next level of the next muscle group and the next way to do it with the next weight and all of that kind of stuff to get to my strong points and accentuate that, but to also get my weak points without making me feel like an idiot and meaning that I can't do the exercises, not literally like an idiot, and taking those weaker aspects of my body that I literally have disconnection from,
right.
Like there's no connection between my head and this muscle group in a certain area of my right hip.
Right.
You would know what it is more. And I'm happy with you to talk about whatever and use my body as an example.
Sure.
Because I want people to know that I think if I had known that you were going to target some of those things, because it's, some of them have been painful.
Mm-hmm.
And if I hadn't had gone through the pain to watch the strength and how well the body just by constant attention with what you dance with me about with the exercises,
right.
I would have never known that. And I would never have the freedom that I actually have in my body right now. So now you talk.
Yeah, but you said so many great things. I did write down body artist because I think that I might change my job title to that. Because
yes.
But you said a couple of great things. So first of all, just to reiterate, help. Right. We all need help. And the thing is, like, even personal trainers can benefit from having personal trainers because you can't see yourself. You can't see how you move. And a lot of time away, and we need someone to help unlock that. So mm-hmm. just that. So you spoke a little bit about how I switch up your exercises from month to month. And the key thing here is whenever you are trying to reteach or train your body to do something that maybe it has done before, maybe it hasn't, or maybe it's been years. And like you said, the brain knows what it wants to do, but it's not exactly speaking to that muscle group to get it engaged, it's very important that you work on something for a period of time. Usually that's a micro cycle, so I'll say 4 to 6 weeks. And typically that's how long you and I will work on a set of exercises before I will switch it up. And when I say switch it up, we might be still working the same muscle groups, but I'll either make it a little bit more challenging or I'll change the way that we go about actually trying to get engagement from that, because your body has adapted. So it's very important when you're going through exercises, whether it be to lose weight, to gain muscle, to feel healthy, to improve your cardiovascular health, any of the number of reasons why you may be doing exercise, it's important to, once your body gets used to a movement, to switch it up. And you'll notice, usually you get really great at something and I'll be like, oh man, like you have this. And literally the next week, that's when we're changing it up, right?
Right. So, every time I get used to it, you change it up. I'm doing so good. Damn it.
I'm not doing that to torture you. I promise. It's just that right around, it happens every time, right around about 4 to 6 weeks, your body will start to finally catch on and adapt. And then it's like, okay, how can we challenge it more? And what I love about you is you welcome that challenge. Now, you might say a whole bunch of stuff to me about it, but you always push yourself to want to do the thing that I'm asking you to do, or the thing that I already know you can do. I think one of the biggest mistakes, or one of the biggest things I see, and honestly, I have been guilty of it in the past, is that we find a routine that we love, or we find a routine that has allowed us to have so much success, and literally we do the exact same thing, rep for rep, exercise for exercise, for 4 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. Without really challenging ourselves to try to move in a different way, or even step out of that and then come back to that favorite routine and see how much stronger you feel and see how much more you can do. So, you know, that's my job as a coach, is to make sure, like, I know the path. For example, you talked about like that mind to muscle connection,
right?
Especially when it relates to your hips. So I don't know if everyone knows about what's going on with your hip, but you know, on one side you have a little bit of a different connection that's happening with your hip. It's hard to get it to engage and be stable in certain movements. And then on the other side, you have a lot more mobility. Mm-hmm. And so whenever you and I are working through exercises, you can kind of see your body start to compensate and it starts to try to help you out because it knows what you want to do, but it knows that you don't quite have everything in the toolbox right now to do that movement. And so your body will start kind of shifting and getting you into a position to make that movement easier. And so a lot of the things that I do with you is teaching that the areas of that hip to actually engage and fire and turn on in different movements so that you can feel what it really feels like for the right part of your body to do the work.
I love that. You know, and I love what you said about the toolbox, because it's so true. And I've had so many experiences where I feel that disconnect, but I know now that if we keep going at it for 4 to 6 weeks, that whatever that disconnect was, it's not going to be there by week 4, 5, and 6 usually. And every single time there's a little bit more improvement, albeit also a little bit more focused by me sometimes regarding it, because the body's just like, what you talking about, Willis?
Yeah.
Podcasts know that every single time I thought I couldn't do something in the first week of the 4 to 6 weeks of the program, and it stretched me and I complained, or I said, ow, or, you know, I bit my lip, or, you know, all the things that I do to make myself do it.
Right.
You see my face. Every single time I know that it's going to change and my body wants to do it, and my body actually knows I can do it, but it's my mind that stops me from doing it, or gets, or the pain or the compensation or the memory it brings up or the accident that it triggers or the whatever. So I want everybody on here to know is that I firsthand know that my body can do, even adapted, what Chris is showing me, but I may not be able to do it at first. But I know now that by 4, 5, and 6 weeks, I'm going to be stronger, more never know when it's going to come, but I look at him and I'm... that something has changed. Like, that didn't seem as hard as it used to.
Yeah, and you want to know, I feel like that's probably the biggest difference that I've seen with you as we've worked together is, you know, when we first started working together, I would show you these things and you'd be like, yeah, right. Like, so you're going to get me to do that? Okay. And now when I show you those things, you don't give me the yeah, right. Now you might say, you know, like, oh, you look so great doing that. You know, you might give me that.
Well, you know, but you now, do.
But now I can sense that you feel like, you know, like you welcome that challenge. You're like, I may not be able to do this right now, but I know that I will be able to do this. And that is a big shift, right? Because once you overcome that so many times, it's just a matter of when, not if, right? So it's like, once you do that a few times, it's like, well, I know I'm going to be able to do this eventually. It's just a matter of when I'll be able to do this.
And that's a great point, because I also want to let everybody know that's listening, like, if you're thinking about, you know, making a change with your body, or you don't know where to start, I just want to point out to you that what Chris said is, with a coach, and I love that you call it a coach versus a trainer. I called it a trainer at first. With coaching by someone, your body can actually do something different than where it is today, based on your own goals, in just 4 to 6 weeks. And I'm talking like 3 times a week for an hour. I've noticed changes. And, you know, at one time I was doing more than that for just 30 minutes, but 3 times a week for an hour for 4 to 6 weeks. I just want that to sit in your world, because in everybody else's world, because you could, I love you had 4 points, and let's see if I remember them, either lose weight, get stronger, feel healthier, or something with your cardiovascular health. And,
Good job. You
know, so I went to training at first. I was at the time 128 pounds and I was very thin and kind of emaciated, but not strong. I was weak. And I actually liked, and I'm saying this for a reason, this is a little bit of a story. I actually liked the weight and the thinness of my body. I just didn't like how weak I looked.
Right.
And now I'm 136 pounds, somewhere fluctuating between 134 and 136. Which again shows how much I've grown, that I'm actually telling my weight. But I'm saying this because I think it's important to know what I'm saying is that I went to get stronger. And what I found is I had to battle at one point that I wasn't 128 pounds anymore and that thinness, but I was 134 to 36, but strong. And that my clothes were changing, my body was changing, and I started to get mad at myself because I was like, oh my God, did I put on weight? Do I have to go get new clothes? And all am I getting fat? But what you taught me is that, first of all, the muscle building that we're doing, even if it's before it gets lean, see if I get this right, it bulks you up a little bit where you feel a little bit bloated, but part of it is like the fat cells being addressed, and then there's like a leaning out and a thinning out that happens, and then that's where the striation comes. Go ahead.
Right. So what happens is, a lot of times, because fitness has to be hand in hand in line with nutrition. So a lot of times what happens is, as you build lean muscle, because you have to feed the lean muscle that you are trying to build, you will notice that you feel a little bit bigger, because you may even stay the same weight or pick up a little bit weight as you gain muscle. Because what happens in the first, you know, I'd say 3 to sometimes even 6 months, is your metabolism is what it is. The main reason why we as coaches or trainers or anyone always push having lean muscle is because it speeds up your metabolism. So one way to efficiently be able to control your weight for a long period of time is to build lean muscle. What will happen first is you will put on a little bit more lean muscle, and then before it kicks in, which takes about 3 to 6 months, you'll notice your metabolism start to speed up, and then you'll be able to burn fat. Of course, this is all in line with nutrition as well, assuming that you are making positive nutritional changes. then your body, because your metabolism has sped up, your body is working harder for you, even when you're at rest. So Dr. Lisa, you're sitting here talking to me with 3 more pounds of lean muscle is actually burning more calories than Dr. Lisa sitting here talking to me with 3 less, right?
Yeah.
So it's literally to a point where your body starts to work harder for you, but it takes a little bit of time for that shift to happen. And then once your metabolism speeds up, it's much easier for you to have effectively manage your weight. So if you have a week where, okay, I'm celebrating, or a day where I'm celebrating, it's not going to affect you as much. Now, if you are, in contrast, if we talk about, you know, some people are afraid of picking up a little bit of lean muscle because of that bulk. If you are someone that likes to lose weight primarily with cardio, the thing with that is you have to always be doing that amount. And once you get to a certain point, you have to even increase that amount. And so as soon as you have a week off or a day off or something like that, that's where the yo-yo comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
So it's much more effective as a weight management tool, as well as stability. You spoke to this a little bit. Your body needs resiliency, especially as we age. One of the main reasons why we see broken hips and other things like that as we start to age is because we aren't using these muscles and we start to lose them. So it's just... that is what happens. So you were right, correct, in that basically you will pick up a little bit of lean muscle. For some people, they experience that as they get a little bit uncomfortable because it will push out fat if it's there. So, you know, if you have fat there, sometimes that will make it a little bit more prominent because you're adding a little bit of lean muscle. But as long as you start to tweak and tune in with your nutrition, you will eventually see that lean, that fat start to go away as your metabolism speeds. Of course, assuming you have a great plan in place with cardio and strength training and nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always that great balance. It's just definitely a balance. And what I find for myself is the less of those quote unquote carbs that I have that are just not good for my body. But the funny thing is that I don't even have to focus on it. My body knows at this point what it needs to eat to sustain that lean muscle, which is really great. And I actually get to enjoy myself too, in terms of a little treat here and there that is never like, it's never too much and it's never too little, but it's never a worry or a concern anymore. And that is a big shift for me.
See, that's amazing. Yeah, like that right there to me is amazing. I think that's goals, because honestly, it's about the relationship that you have with food. You know, it's tough to live your, like, diets typically don't last, but diets do teach us a lot. So a lot of times I will have clients that will start a diet and they will see great success. And I'm always like, yeah, that's great. Because one of the things that you're doing is you're being consistent. And consistency is going to allow you to see progress. And so I always promote people trying different things. But what you just spoke to, that to me is enjoying life, like things in moderation. If you want to have that carb, I don't think you should sit there and be like, oh, I can't eat this because, you know. Now, can you have it every hour? No, like you can't do that. But it is important to be able to have a health. That what you just said, like you're so in tune with your body to the point where now you know, okay, I can have this or I can't have this right now, or I need to wait to have this. And just have that relationship with food that is healthy to where you are able to get some enjoyment out of it. You just aren't living to eat, right?
Right, exactly.
You're eating to live.
I have learned, and there, you know, I grew up in a big, I don't know if I told you this, but I grew up in a, you know, big Italian family where my grandparents had 13 brothers and sisters, you know, like the Sopranos.
Woo!
And, you know, they were,
yes,
they were all, you know, pipe smokers, cigarette smokers, wine drinkers, and like on Thanksgiving, the lasagna before we had the turkey. So there was always pasta and meatballs. And the big joke in New York was one of my mother, Mrs. Cooney's meatballs would take a pound of meat to cook, you know? And like, you know, so there was always supersized and there was never like food as a homeopathic. And so this change, which also changed when I made the commitment to get stronger, I noticed that my body definitely gets hungrier and I have to feed it. But if I feed it, the proteins and the fats, believe it or not, everybody's like, no fat, the protein and the fats with those, you know, better carbs, I can, and little smaller meals throughout the day versus I don't have big sit down meals. That's not my thing, but I'm like, right. You know, I kind of like pick all day long, but not all day long, you know, enough to know what my body needs. And it's just been right. Such a lightness to experience that. And I can actually feel my body still and my metabolism still working from we did 5 to 6 a.m. this morning, you know, mm-hmm. And I can feel it already. Like even before I was like, oh, if I'm going to do this podcast after this other thing I just did, my body's like, put that sweet potato and that chicken in your mouth.
You see that? So that, yeah, that right there is like, so that's planning for your day. And I really love what you said about, first of all, carbs, fats, they have such a bad, you know, rep. Like we need those. We need good sources of carbs. We need good sources of fat. It really is what helps to jumpstart your metabolism. And if you want your body to burn more of something, the best way to train it to do that is to give it more of what you actually want it to burn. Believe it or not, a lot of people don't know this, but healthy fats is the best way. Eating healthy fats at a moderate amount is the best way to train your body to actually burn and utilize more fats as a fuel source when you're at rest. So a lot of us, we're so on the go. We're so like high stress. We have high stress situations. Our bodies are in this fight or flight response. That's just like carbs, 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 right? Mm-hmm. But if once we learn and train our bodies to slow down, we're able to utilize fats more as a fuel source. And actually by feeding and giving ourselves a healthy amount of like good fats, we train it to use that more as a fuel source and get our bodies to actually relax, which is when all of the good stuff happens. That's when the lean muscle is built. That's when the fat is burned. Your body can't really focus on that if you're go, 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 fight or flight, fight or flight, fight or flight, because it's trying to get away from danger. It's trying to save you. It's trying to, you know, keep you alive.
Exactly.
And so just slowing down and doing that and giving yourself those healthy fats will allow your body to use that more as a fuel source.
That is so great. There's one last thing I want to talk to you about just today. I'm sure I'll invite you back for more. But
yeah, bring me back.
I will bring you back because I love this stuff. I mean, it really is such a... It really... So I would say that my thighs, I've always seen, and I've told you this, as or what maybe many of you listening might have this if you're a woman... or even if you're a man, they're my biggest muscle group, but also my biggest kind of cellulite fat area, I would say, mm-hmm. that I have the most problem with or shame about in my mm-hmm. lifetime, right? And what I've been noticing is how we're, and I told you this is the area I wanted to focus on, and you're doing all those different things that we're doing with those particular areas, which by the way, be careful what you ask for. Because my ass still feels it, even though I said my thighs and my inner thighs, but I love it because I can move better. And he's right, you guys. Like there are muscle groups. I'm gonna be ADD for a second and be like, no wonder why I went to the gym all those other years and just got on 30 minutes for the treadmill or the elliptical and did the same weight things and like weights and nothing changed. I didn't know
right.
what I know now. Now I know. And, but what I'm watching with my legs and thighs and squats and butt and all that kind of stuff is the shape is changing to get more, not only striation, but more definition. And mm-hmm. you told me once that it's a little, because I'm like, damn, look at your thighs. And you just got like muscle. You guys got to see his thighs. But, and I'm like, I want that as a woman, right? It would look really right. weird if I had your thighs. But hey, to each his own. But I can actually start seeing now, since we've been focusing on the last couple of months, the difference in my thighs, especially the inner thighs, where there's a little bit more definition. And you said that it was a little harder for women than it is for men. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Of course. I'm glad you brought that up. So the first thing that I'll say about that is that a lot of times we focus on wanting to lose fat in a certain area. And I hate, like, this is one of the things that I hate to share with people because it's like one of the most disappointing things, but you really can't spot reduced fat, right? So I know that there's a lot of things out there that says like, you know, spot reduce this, but what you can do and what we have focused on is work on toning a certain area and strengthening it. And by that way, you can shape it into being more, looking more like the way you would like for it to look. So a lot of that stuff is genetic, where we will lose fat first or where we will gain weight first. A lot of that is genetic. So if you stay the course and you continue going, you will eventually get to the area that you're trying to focus on. But for you, that might be a different time than someone else. For women in particular, because women's body...
You're going in and out for this second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. So for women's bodies in particular, women were designed and of course built with reproduction in mind. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times your bodies fight to keep you in a place where you are able to produce, right? Mm-hmm. And so whenever women try to lose weight, their body fights against them actually doing that at a much higher rate than a man would. So for men, it's much easier to lose weight quickly or to be able to get weight off and keep it off because we don't have our hormones working and everything working against us being able to do that. Whereas women, it's a lot more challenging because your body actually is trying to keep it from being a hostile environment for a life form. So when you just think about it to that degree, women face a much more challenging battle than their male counterparts when it comes to actually trying to lose fat. And then it gets to a point where it's even unhealthy for a woman to carry a significant amount of low fat, you know, on her body just to be able to keep hormones and everything functioning properly.
Yeah, it's really incredible. My favorite part about what you said was that you can, and I want people to hear this, is that you can actually shape your body the way you would like it to be shaped, course, based on genetics and all those things that Chris was saying, but you first gotta get up, you know, out of the house and make that decision to do something different for your body and give it 4 to 6 weeks. And it's kind of like planting a seed. It has to get planted underneath the earth in the dark for a while, but it's starting to grow until it blossoms from the dirt. But it always blossoms. So something is happening, yep, even though you don't know. And that was really my greatest intention is to, I believe in collaboration and action. I believe in asking for help. I believe in asking for support. I am a solopreneur, you know, for 26 years going on now. And if I didn't have the people helping me, in this case, Chris, contributing to my body based on my choice, I wouldn't be where I am with my body, and then I would be unhappy with myself, and you know where that downward spiral can go.
Yeah. Right.
And I've been there, and I know many people that are going to listen to this have been there. And whether it's not even sometimes about weight or losing weight, it's always great if we can a little bit, but let's say you only have a couple of pounds that you want to lose. But you just don't feel like you look good wearing a skirt or a suit or something. This could actually boost your dopamine levels by watching you shape your body and take control of your body, where we always feel like we're out of control. Your body could actually be your ally. And this communication that Chris is talking about with his eyes on your body, with your goals, is something that could be possible if you chose it. So that's why, yep, I had him come today to talk about this. This is the start of probably hopefully many more. And I want to keep offering to everybody the possibility, as someone that knows what it's like to be sick, to be unable to get off the couch, to be 80 pounds heavier than they are, and to be stronger than they've ever been, and fitter than they've ever been, and more striated than they've ever been at 50.
And that, you go, girl.
If I can do it, anybody can do it. And if I can keep doing the things that he's showing me in 4 to 6 weeks, what I've really learned is that it's really my mind that limits me. And yes, there's some flexibility issues in the body, but if I get over the mind piece and just keep showing up, I know that something will change. So I wish that all for you. I hope this was a contribution to you. Chris, tell them how they can reach you if they're in the Dallas area, or maybe even Equinox worldwide.
Yeah, for sure. So I am at the Equinox Highland Park location. If you happen to be in the Dallas area, come by. I'd love to meet you. I'd love to even take you through a fitness assessment and just see where you are and kind of talk through your goals. If you are on social media, again, my name is Chris Jackson, so it's just that on Facebook. But my Instagram handle is CJackFly. That's SEEJACKFLY. I am here to help you guys. I love helping people. I feel like that's my purpose. So if you ever shoot me a message or anything, I will for sure get back to you. And even if I can't help, be able to connect you with someone who can. So please feel free to reach out if you have any questions, concerns, or just want to chat.
Well, that's so kind. Thank you so much. And in the words of Chris, he always says this a lot of times, go be great. So you all.
That's right.
You say
that's right. Go be great.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris. And I hope this was a contribution to everybody. And we'll be back. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.